Yard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us from the Atlantic Elks, Jim Nordskog, who is the Exalted Ruler, and Brenda Swope, who is the Secretary. Well, we're going to start with Brenda because you have this event coming up.
Yes, we do. We have a Valentine buffet dinner on February 11th at 6 p.m., $15 per person to get in. We are going to serve a little different menu this year. We're going to do a smoked pork loin and fried chicken with potatoes, rolls, salads, and desserts.
So all the sides there.
A little different, a little less expensive, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people to come try it out.
Did you mention dessert?
Yes, we're having specialty made cupcakes with ice cream.
Okay, got to have dessert.
Yeah.
Especially for Valentine's.
Yes.
Especially. Very good. Okay, and we'll remind people of that time and date again. But we want to visit with Jim. You know, why are you going to all this work, Jim?
Well, people constantly ask, what do you guys do with all your money?
You could give them a whole list of things like a building, but that's not what we're going to talk about today, I think.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. For instance, the last several years, we've given $4,000 a year away in grants to various organizations in town, schools, Table of Mercy. We have a $2,000 grant right now waiting. We want to do something with the vets. And we're trying to figure out working with them something that, you know, we could use that for. And that would be an ongoing grant as well every year. We could be able to give that to them. We do the school scholarships every year. We try to give two or three of those away.
And this is all local, because
yes.
I know national and so on has some scholarships too. But now you're talking about what you give away locally.
Yep, just what we give away in Atlantic here. Okay. Yep, that's correct. And they have smoke trailers that the Elks sponsor in the state of Iowa. All right.
And smoke trailers go. First thing I think of is fire. Is that?
Well, it's to help you with that situation. Okay, so there's seven of them throughout the state, and any fire department or city can say, hey, sounds like a good idea. We have a function coming up. Can we get one of them there to use? And the Elks are what pays to keep these things up to date and working, so people can use them. So the money that we raise goes to that. And then we have, we do a lot with the drunk driving simulator goggles. Now,
I've tried those.
Yep.
It's very interesting.
If anybody's been to the fair or Atlantic Fest and they've seen
Produce
us. Produce in the Park.
Yes.
You've seen us there with the tape on the ground. We try to get people to walk the line, showing what it would be like if you were impaired and tried to walk or drive or anything like that.
It's I don't know for other people, it was very impactful. I mean, I kind of knew where I was at. It was like two glasses of wine and I'm going, I can't walk that line. But I sort of know that. But for people who maybe they don't drink often,
right,
it's a eye-opener. And hopefully for people who drink more often, it would be an eye-opener also.
Exactly.
It's not affecting me.
Right. That's what they think coming in, and then after they walk down the line, and they're not even close to the line when they get down
there,
they're like, wow, that is a big difference.
Yes, yep, I didn't know it was difference. That effective. Yes.
So that's just scraping the surface for us. You know, when we do things like the buffet or have people come down for other things, we don't keep any of the money. The money, whatever we get in, that goes back out the door so we can help the community with various things that go on. So
talk about money coming in and going out. We need to talk about bingo.
Oh, boy. Well, bingo. Now, that is still in its infancy. We're still working on getting that off the ground, but we got a heck of a good group of people down there working it. And we got a really good group coming down to play right now, but we're always looking for more people to come down. Brenda's there every Wednesday.
Are you doing the calling, Brenda?
No, I'm not doing the calling. I'm taking the money.
Oh, okay.
That
makes sense.
She's important. She's in charge of the important part.
Yeah, right.
But we have four different callers. You probably know Mark McNeese is a caller. Him and Dave Auerbach.
Steve Green
calls. And then, of course, on the third Wednesday of the month, the best caller of all is usually down there. So that's the night you really want to show
that's
up
you.
For. Yeah, that would be me.
So it's Wednesday nights.
Wednesday night starts at 6:30. And we always have food. You can get stuff to eat and drink. And
no liquor. There's no alcohol served that night.
Okay.
and come down and have fun. And
so how much do I have to spend to get started?
Well, the money lady can tell you.
Okay.
That.
There's three different packs that you could purchase. The first one is $20, which is the most expensive and give you a game through the whole night to play. The next one is $14. There's not as many games to play. And then the next one is $8. You get to play all the games, but you only have three cards or six cards
okay.
or nine cards. And that's, to me, nine cards is a lot to sit
there.
Oh,
that's just what I was
going to
say. I'm not sure how you can keep track of nine cards.
But it's interesting to see how people arrange their things, and it's their space. You don't mess with it. So it's just kind of fun, a fun event.
I suppose it's like a lot of things. Once you do that, you start kind of practicing. You really get good at it, and so your eyes can really do that.
Yeah.
But, I probably...
Yeah, and our jackpot right now is up to $300.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Yeah, somebody was telling me that there's a person who comes, I think, every time. She just loves coming, and she did win the jackpot once. How exciting is that?
She is thrilled.
And Chelsea, I'm still waiting for my free lunch.
Oh. So it's fun. I mean, some people are really serious. If you're playing nine cards, I think you're pretty serious about playing bingo. But other people, I'm sure, just come to have fun and see who else is there and visit a little.
It's cheap entertainment for Atlantic. I mean, where are you going to go on a Wednesday night to have a little fun and get out of the house?
That's true. That's true. Even going to a movie anymore, can get pretty expensive. So, and you have the chance of winning some money.
Yeah.
Now, besides the jackpot, are there other winning amounts?
There's a dollar amount given out for each game.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So somebody's going to win every game. Yeah.
You could definitely play for free.
Yeah, there you go.
If
you win, you need to take that home and stick it away so
that's
you can
right.
invest it the next time. So, Jim, have you been a bingo player in the past? Or is this a new thing for you?
No, I wouldn't say that I've been a bingo player in the past. But when the Eagles Club was closing up, I found out that they had a bingo setup that they used to use here in town. And I thought if there was a town that needed bingo, Atlantic would be, a perfect town, because I thought giving people something to do would be, they get out a little bit, come down, have some fun, and I'm still thinking that that's going to happen.
You just have to have a little patience
to make
that happen. Jim, do you want to talk a little bit? I think you sort of mentioned this, but nationwide, there is the Elks sponsor a big drug prevention program, education. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Since the government basically kind of got out of it. Remember, the government was in, they probably were the biggest one that pushed the drug abuse program. And since they've stopped, the Elks are now the largest organization nationwide that basically still do drug awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the money that we send in as a lodge to the national level, that's what gets spent when you see a trailer, the drug awareness trailer, getting drug around Iowa here, and we hand out pamphlets and everything else. All that's paid for, by the national and state level people. So I think it's a good deal. I think people seem to, I get quite a few people that come and will take pamphlets and ask questions.
Okay, good.
I think it's still useful.
And I'm thinking that you, or perhaps Kent Gady, somebody, if a group wanted a program related to what's happening now on the drug scene, because there's always something new or about drug prevention, I'm guessing somebody from the Elks would be willing to do
definitely.
That.
Definitely. Definitely.
So, good. And, Brenda, we might just mention, because the Elks does also perform a service to the community by providing a place for reunions and weddings.
Yes,
and
we have lots of space available to rent for wedding receptions, family reunions, all-day meetings. We have Wi-Fi and large pull-down screen available for their meetings. We have a big one coming up here in a couple weeks for 80 people. And they come all day and have their meetings, and we can provide lunch or they can have it catered, whatever they want to do. So it's a space to think about when you need someplace to go.
You bet, Brenda. So if you want someplace to go related to Valentine's, and you better be thinking about this, and you might have several choices, but you can kind of get in on yours but just before Valentine's Day.
Right. February 11th at 6 p.m., which is a week from Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Really?
It's coming up real quick.
Yes, and the price is?
$15 a person, and okay. That'll get you your smoked pork and fried chicken and all the trimmings.
All right, very good. Well, we want to thank you, Jim Nordskog and Brenda Swope, for visiting with us today, and remember all the things that the Elks do. Until next time, here's a thought from Shakespeare. Love sought is good, but given unsought is better.